Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council. The US Federal Reserve. How it works.
The big news we're waiting for today is coming from Washington. Economists in the US are waiting to hear from Ben Bernanke, the new governor of the Federal Reserve, for his assessment of the situation of the US economy. Here in the studio with me is Sally Rees from Bevan & Cox, the British Merchant Bank. Sally, do you think Mr. Bernanke will have a different approach to that of Alan Greenspan?
Well, no, I don't. The job of every governor of the Federal Reserve is to ensure maximum growth with low inflation. Mr. Bernanke will certainly aim to continue the successful policies of Mr. Greenspan.
So, no changes whatsoever?
Well, obviously, we're talking about two different human beings here, so some things will be different. During his terms of office, Greenspan acquired an enormous media presence, not because he said a lot, but because he said so little. Greenspan's comments on the US economy were often difficult to interpret, but they certainly were enormously influential. Now we've got a new man in the job, the markets will need some time to get used to his way of doing things. But as I said, don't expect any radical shifts in policy.
How is the US economy doing at the moment?
Quite well. All the key economic indicators show the economy is growing well and there are no signs of inflation. Two key indicators, the retail price index and the number of house starts, have varied little over the last 2 months.
So more of the same?
Yes, I think so. The markets are expecting Mr. Bernanke to keep the short-term interest rate at the current level with the prime rate at 7.5%. Of course, there's extra interest as this is the first time Mr. Bernanke will give the Fed's report.
He's not very well known.
Compared to Alan Greenspan, no. But remember when Greenspan started in the job, he wasn't very well known either.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.